dueling was a way to solve serious disputes early in our nation's history. However, it's this duel in 1859 that's said to have ended the practice and changed American history in its wake. The story of that duel is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
You might recall from your history books that there was once a time when dueling with pistols was an acceptable way to end an argument.
America lost its taste for dueling with the Civil War. I think there was too much death and violence for that. But before that, duels were the way gentlemen of a certain status solved their disputes.
Sean Taylor says that many of those duels involved newspaper men who used the press as their weapon.
They would launch their disputes in print against some political figure, and they would take issue with it. And if you use certain code words, like calling somebody a liar or a poltroon, well, the next step was to go to a code of the duels.
One of the most notable duels in California, and the U.S. for that matter, was between U.S. Senator David Broderick and State Supreme Court Chief Justice David Terry. Terry even resigned his post so he could go duel with the senator. Broderick was an abolitionist. Justice Terry was pro-slavery. Their feud resulted in the last notable duel in American history on September 13, 1859.
They met outside of San Francisco. David Terry killed David Broderick. David Broderick, who was a Democrat, but he supported the new Republican Party, was made a martyr.
Terry's death is often credited for bringing a change in how Californians viewed slavery.
Turned the state, I think, away from the Southern Democrat sympathies into the Union sympathies, and it really cemented the state as a pro-Union state.
Broderick's funeral turned into a demonstration against slavery. His death also caused many states to begin passing laws against dueling, ending what was once thought to be a way to solve the most severe disputes between two men. Traveling the countryside in Sacramento, California, I'm Andrew McCray.